Our scripture readings today are from Psalms 34:19 and John 16:33. Psalms: Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Lord, we thank you for this time of ministry. We ask that you would, God, speak through me. God, that this word would be a blessing to those here in attendance and those who listen by podcast. We pray a special prayer for Kathy Sorrell, who listens by podcast. Lord, we pray for her, God, that you would be her comfort, you would be her peace. We give you praise. Kathy, I know you're listening, so God bless you. We are here praying and lifting you up, and we thank you. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That was special just for Kathy. Isn't it wonderful to know sometimes that people are just thinking of you? I know she listens, and so I want her to know that we are thinking of her and we are lifting her in prayer. All right, so I give honor again to God and to each one of you, his people. Today I'm talking from the topic. We are going to be all right, because I had something else in my head. I'm like, let me look and make sure I'm matching with this. But I'm talking from the topic, we are going to be all right. I had Lori, well, we talked about it, and she picked that song that came on at the very beginning with B.B. Winans. And we used to sing that song when I was a kid, and really, we still sing it at my family church. And it's just saying, I've got a feeling everything's going to be all right. And doesn't it make you, when they were singing, didn't you want to clap along? It was like, I've got a feeling everything's going to be all right. And that's what I have when I came up with this sermon today. I kept kind of hearing that song, and I kept just kind of singing along everywhere I was driving. I was like, I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. And then another one said, we gonna be all right. It was another song that came on. And I'm like, okay, I think I'm in the wheelhouse here. I'm hearing this topic over and over. But I want to encourage you today that we're going through a lot in this country. We're going through a lot in our lives, you know, but he's got us. I talked about it last week that he hears us when we pray. He's got us. And so it's up to us to just walk in that, like, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. I think I was in a meeting. I don't know. I'm everywhere all the time, it seems like. But someone had said, we were talking about the power of life and death. It's in the tongue. It's what Proverbs 18:21 says. And it says, the power of life and death is in your tongue. That means what you speak, you have the power to speak positive. So I'm like, well, everything's going to be all right. Amen. We have the power to say it. So while I'm sitting here, I want you to look to your person sitting next to you and just tell them, everything's going to be all right. Turn to them. Everything's going to be all right. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. No matter what it looks like right now, no matter what it feels like, everything's going to be all right. So I was like, God, well, okay, I got it. I got what you want me to talk about. Where do you want me to go in the scripture, in the word? And he said, Job. And I'm like, Job is it's kind of heavy, God. You want me to go there? But, you know, when we look at the life of Job, and if you're familiar with it, before I read the scripture, I'm going to actually read most of what what kind of happened to Job. But the beginning of that book, God and the devil are talking, and I'm just paraphrasing, and he's saying, where you been, devil? What are you doing? You know, so this is in verge language and not in the Bible language. But what are you doing? Where you been? And he said, I've been looking back and forth trying to find out who I can devour, who I can get. And then God said, have you thought about my servant Job? You know, and I'm like, oh, God, you sicked him on him. But he knew that Job knew everything was going to be okay. No matter what happened, he knew God had him. He knew God was his savior. He knew God had him. He was a faithful servant. And that's why God pointed the devil towards Job. So Job went through some things. He went through a lot of things. And I'm going to read them right now. But through all of that, he came out and he knew everything was going to be okay. So I want to read to you so we can kind of compare and contrast. Let's read what happened to Job. So this is where we are now. God has taken, he said, you can try him. You can't kill him, but you can try anything else on him. It's what God said to the devil. You can do anything else you want because I know that Job is faithful. He's faithful to me. So here's what happens when he took his away, you know, the protection and allowed the devil to have at him. So Job 1, 13 through 22, and it says, and there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And just a little background, he had 10 children, 3 girls and 7 boys, and they liked to fellowship. They liked to all get together and hang out and enjoy each other's company. So, and there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabins fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. So now he's lost all of his. And back then, your animals was really your wealth. So he's lost all of his oxen. Then, while he was yet speaking, so while that servant had run in to tell him what happened to his oxen, there came another and said, so literally, have you ever felt like that? One thing happens and bam, the next thing happens. This is what's happening to Job. So he says, while he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven and hath burnt up the sheep and the servants and consume them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. So that's two things. Now he's lost all of his oxen. Now he's lost all of his sheep. So his wealth is going, you know, quickly, like bam, bam. Before the person can finish telling the story, the next person is coming in to tell him another tragedy has happened. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the Chaldeans made out 3 bands and fell upon the camels, and they carried them away, yea, and slayed the servants with the edge of their sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Okay, that's 3. He's lost. Now, truly now, it's pretty much all of his wealth is gone. He's lost all of his wealth. And you know, we can keep going without your wealth. However, while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the 4 corners of the house. And it fell upon the young men, and they were dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then he lost all of his children too. So he's lost all of his wealth, all of his, everything that was important to him. In a bam, 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 bam. Just all in that same hour is what it felt like. All in that same time, that one day, all of this happened to him. And I heard a preacher preaching, and he said he would have told him before that last one came in. You know, the guy kept coming in. He was like, he would have told him, stop that fella. Don't let him. I don't want to hear no more. You know, and so that always was funny to me. But I mean, it's true. Can you imagine what that was like? Then verse 20 says, then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. So through all of that, he knew, no matter what it looks like, tragedy after tragedy after tragedy, Job still knew everything was going to be all right. And so whatever we're going through in our lives, if you can only imagine that, what that would be like, you know, I can't even think of what that would be like to just lose everything all in that day. And to still know, he said, no matter what, he didn't charge God. He said, everything's going to be all right. I'm going to make it through. And he went through. That was just the beginning of it. Then he had sores on his body. And he had his friends come in. Have you ever had, when you're going through, someone come and try to tell you it's your fault? What'd you do wrong? Or what'd you do to cause this to happen? And he obviously he didn't. It was a deal between God and the devil that opened it, you know, opened him up. He didn't actually do anything wrong, but his friends came in, and they were, and this is just to know that there'll be negative naysayers as you're going through things, and they're, well, maybe you did this wrong, or maybe that it's your fault, or why, you know, why is God mad at you, or whatever it may be. But Job didn't listen to them either. He didn't have a word for any of them. He's, my God is good. Everything's going to be okay. And then his wife came when he was at his very lowest point. And you can imagine when you're going through, I just wanted to put it back on you to just kind of think, when you're going through and at your very lowest point, the person that is very close to you says to you, and this is what his wife told him, Joe, why don't you just curse God and die? Can you imagine? That's the person that's the closest to him. And Job was like, you are a crazy woman. That is literally what he said. No, I will not. I will not curse God. God gave it to me. He can do it again. And I truly am paraphrasing, so don't look for those words in the Bible, please. But I'm just trying to tell this story the way I saw it. But he told her, you are a crazy woman. I'm not cursing my God. God can do it. Everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. And truly it was. Now, and when we read this story, it feels like this was his whole life. But truly, when I was looking it up, it was about 8 months of his life. It was about an 8 month to a year time frame. And then he went on, and that's what I'm going to read. What happened? He made it through that. That was a lot of tragedy. So whatever you're going through today, and some here I know are going through things, no, everything's going to be all right. If he can make it all right for Job and he went through that tragedy, whatever you're going through, just put it in God's hands. Everything's going to be all right. I'm talking directly to each one of you. Everything's going to be all right. Let's see what happened to Job. And this is Job 42. So this is right at the end of everything he'd gone through. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. So his latter days were better than the first days. For he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she asses. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the first Jemima and the name of the second Keziah and the name of the third Karen Hoppenpush. And in all the land were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. After this lived Job 140 years. So that was just a chapter in his life, what he went through, and saw his sons and his sons' sons' sons, even 4 generations. He got to see 4 generations, and he all his wealth was restored and everything. And that's all great. But more than anything, he didn't give up on God. And that's the part I really want us to just take hold of today, that no matter what you're going through, he truly is your help. He truly will be that peace for you in the middle of the night when you think over everything that's going on. And, you know, there may be no one there, but just you and God. You can just lay it in his hands. And God, I'm laying this on you. I don't know what to do, but I know you do. Everything's going to be all right. I'm just trusting and believing. I choose to believe it. If you have to speak it into the universe, everything's going to be all right. While you're driving, everything's going to be all right. I know this is going on, but everything's going to be all right. God's going to make it work for me. He's going to work it all together for my good. My favorite scripture, Romans 8:28, it says, all things work together for them, for good, for them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. He's going to work it all together. Everything's going to be all right. Even when it feels like it's not, everything's going to be all right. I keep saying it because I want you to feel it. I want you to feel that no matter what you're going through, no matter what trial comes your way, no matter what tribulation comes your way, everything's going to be all right. God's going to work it together for you. He's going to work it out. He hears you. He knows. He's so concerned with everything that concerns you when it feels like you're all alone in this situation, but you're not. He's with you and everything's going to be all right. My last scripture today, I have been saying this scripture since January, since the new year came in. It's just been a part of me everywhere. I'm telling people that's not even in church. I'm at meetings. You know, the scripture says, and I'm sharing it, you know, and it's blessing people. I thank God that I was so shy at one point where I wouldn't do that, but my mom always did that. But now I try to hear him. And so I have been sharing this scripture with just everyone, anyone and everyone who I think needs to know it, because it just blessed me this year to know. And I'm going to read the scripture. I'm leading up to it. Like in a soap opera, I'm leading up to the scripture. But I saw, which was funny, and I just knew. I said, God, I feel like I'm on key. I was watching the Grammy Awards, I believe it was, and the Christian artist won. He'd won for whatever his song was or whatever. But when he got up, he said the scripture. I'm like, okay, God, you really do want, you want the world to know this right now. And so my scripture is John. And I've been reading it, so you guys will know it's familiar, because I probably have had it almost every week this year. It's John 16 and 33. And it says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulations or troubles, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. We're going to have troubles and trials. Many, I think was my first scripture, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Did I skip that first scripture, guys? Does anybody remember? Anyway, it's Psalms 34:19. It said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I will deliver you out of them all. And this says the same thing. You're going to have trouble. We're going to have troubles in this world. That's what this world is. But he has overcome the world. He said it. I have overcome the world. We can put that. Just, you know, everything's going to be all right. Why? Because he has overcome the world. Amen. Amen. I felt like that was a good amen. I feel an amen because he has. That just gives me joy to know no matter what I'm going through, no matter what the world looks like, no matter what chaos we see when you turn on the evening news, he has overcome the world. And we can put our hope and our trust and our faith in that. One last amen. Amen. All right, I'm going to pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that you have overcome the world. We thank you, God, that we can put our trust in you. We thank you, Lord, that everything's going to be all right. And we give you all of the praise, all of the glory, all of the honor. And Lord, we do pray today. We pray, God, for those who are going through, and it feels like, God, it has been one thing after another, one tragedy, one trouble after another. God, we thank you that even in that, you are right there in the midst of it for them. You are working it all together for their good. And we thank you for it, God. We lift up each person on our prayer list again. Lord, meet them, each one, at their point of need. You know what they stand in the need of. And so we thank you today. We thank you that you are a glorious God, a wonderful God, a loving God that loves and is concerned for us. We give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory this morning. And we ask, God, that you would even go home with each person to keep this word in their heart today, that they'll begin to speak it out. Everything's going to be all right. And we thank you for it, God. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.